Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
7:47 here with Ted and John on KNSS. You know, earlier we were talking about those things at the electronics show.
The consumer electronics
show. Trot out a few more of those if you want to get them for your loved ones or yourself.
Got a little extra money lying around.
So we told you about the lollipop music that plays music.
Yes.
Color-changing fingernails.
I want those.
The talking AI picture frames.
Yes.
And the vibrating kitchen knives.
Yes.
So let's get to the next batch here.
I want the fingernails.
AI-powered hair clippers.
Why would you need AI-powered hair clippers?
You choose a hairstyle in the app. Maybe you should like crew cut, side part, whatever. And then the blade automatically adjusts while you use it. This was also at last year's show, but they say...
Sort of like a lawnmower that mows your lawn.
They must still be trying to trot this thing out.
Put it in your hair and it clips
it
while
it does.
Self-clipping... hair clippers.
AI-powered hair clippers. How about this? Lego smart bricks.
They build themselves.
They light up and make different sounds depending on what you build.
Okay.
It doesn't build. You still have to build the thing.
Well, you still have to build it yourself. So they don't build themselves.
Not yet. It's just lighting up and making sounds. Just like the lollipop. It's lighting up and making sounds.
Okay.
That's all we can do as a human race is invent things that light up and make sounds. Apparently, that's all we're good for. And it's like the fingernails. They light up
and make sounds.
Okay. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, now see, this one I didn't read past the headline, so you will hear it. We'll all hear it for the first time. The headline was "A toilet that calls for help."
So now, help! I've followed and I can't get up.
Now I'm going to see what the follow up is on it. It's a company called Vovo. It has new smart toilets for seniors.
Okay.
If they don't use it for 8 hours, the toilet alerts the family in case they fell asleep or need help
on the toilet.
Apparently.
Or the toilet needs help.
No.
So as if somebody fell asleep had an accident on the toilet.
Yes, if the elder person doesn't use the toilet for 8 hours, then it notifies the family. Just like the...
What if you're just
constipated? I've fallen and I can't get up.
And don't need to use the toilet.
Or if you're asleep for 8 hours.
Or,
at night. And then you... okay. Well...
That seems like there might be some issues.
It's not as funny as the headline.
I was going to say that one... So if you haven't used the toilet, or you've got on vacation, or maybe you're visiting friends, your toilet's making unnecessary phone calls.
A portable food allergy detector. You bring it to restaurants, and supposedly it can tell you if your meal is safe to eat if you're a person that's affected by allergies.
How? You have to put samples of your food into it.
I would assume that's how it works.
All right.
A robot vacuum. Apparently, they have the robot vacuums at Quick Trip, which I know Macintosh has encountered.
Like Roomba?
They're more like mops.
They're more like self-mopping the floor.
Okay. Yeah.
And apparently, they chase you at some point.
Okay.
If you get in the way.
Okay.
But this is a robot vacuum that climbs stairs.
Oh, okay.
So you don't even have to lug it upstairs anymore.
It now
looks like a normal robot vacuum, but it has a base... In its base, it supposedly have legs that come out and help it crawl up the stairs or down the stairs.
It can now go upstairs.
Okay, there you go.
Okay,
alone or in pairs.
One more. a clip-on device that remembers your conversations. Maybe I need this because I can't remember what I was doing 10 minutes ago.
A clip-on device that
It's small enough, apparently, to clip onto your shirt. It can summarize work calls or settle that argument when your spouse claims, no, that's not what I said. You can do the playback.
That one there can get you in trouble, though.
And whoever the so-called spouse is will step on it and destroy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that one there...
That product might not be...
No, that one, because let me give you a piece of advice. If you're the husband, you're wrong. There's your piece of advice. It doesn't matter if you remember the conversation. You're wrong. She's right. End of conversation.
See, I would need almost the exact opposite of that. I'd like the ability to have like a little little wearable device or something like that, that as soon as a conversation is over and I'm like, I wish I didn't remember that last 5 minutes, just boom, gone. Huh, I never had that conversation. Huh. Yeah. That's excellent.
All right. That's your latest gadgets and devices out in Vegas at the big Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. So plan accordingly for your lives to change. It is 7:52 here with Ted and John on KNSS. Big goings on with that hospital. It's having financial problems in Derby. Let's check in and get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Rock Regional Hospital in Derby closed its doors this morning. Hospital leadership told its employees last night that it would close this morning, and representatives of the hospital later told the Business Journal 5 a.m. was the time. Employees were informed Tuesday evening, less than 2 hours after a bankruptcy court judge lifted an emergency stay that would have enabled the landlord of the hospital to begin an eviction process when it chose. Judge Mitchell Herron said the six-year-old hospital's Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing last month did not enable him to supersede an October 23 Sedgwick County District Court order that upheld the termination of the hospital's lease, which allowed for an eviction. Rock Regional employed between 200 and 250 people, and the bankruptcy case continues. And the Wichita City Council voted on Tuesday to end its lawsuit with Genesis Health Clubs over management of the Wichita Ice Center. Genesis ran the ice center from 2011 to 2022, and it'll pay the city $219,000 after the city originally sued for $424,000 for breach of contract in the company's management of the center. Genesis countersued for $1.9 million, and that'll erase that. And three and a half years later, there is a settlement. Mayor Lily Wu was critical of the lack of accountability placed on Genesis during its time as the ICE Center operator, including taking former city manager Robert Layton to task, though not by name. Layton retired last week, and new manager Dennis Marstall attended his first council meeting. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
I guess I didn't realize that hospital in Derby had only been around for 6 years.
6 years, and if you'll remember, it opened, I believe, October or November of 19, and then, of course, COVID happened 3 months later-ish, and that just kind of, able to get CARES Act funding that other hospitals that had the data of years of, right. of budgets that they could show. They couldn't get that CARES Act money, and I think that has really hurt them over the years, but it's been a struggle for them ever since the start.
I know one of the principals with that hospital, and I know that was a major issue for them, that they were unable to get a lot of that COVID funding that other hospitals were able to get, and it really hurt them.
Yeah, the story we'll be following here in the days to come is, you know, we've been told by healthcare leaders in the area that, you know, they need people. They need people, a lot of jobs. You would hope that these 200 to 250 people are able to find work quickly, and we'll see how that goes.
Kirk, do you think there's a chance that someone like Via Christi or Wesley maybe takes that property and reopens it as a hospital or an emergency clinic or something like that?
You know, Ascension Via Christi was talked about yesterday in the bankruptcy hearing as having interest in the hospital at some point during the 6 years, whether they'll come back in and say, maybe now's the time for us to acquire this hospital, I don't know. I Wesley's a possibility too. And, you know, I guess there's a possibility that a whole new hospital system might come in, and kind of like Children's Mercy has done in Northeast Wichita.
I mean, it's a nice facility, and it's relatively new. Yeah. So it's high tech. It's a new and good condition. I'd hate to see that close, but...
And certainly in a growing...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Part of Sedgwick County, so, that's
yes,
for sure.
All right, great story, Kirk. Thanks for all the information, and we'll talk to you again 1 hour from now.
You got it.
There he goes. That is editor Kirk Seminoff from the Wichita Business Journal with great local business information twice every morning at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock hour right here with Ted and John on KNSS. Hey, we have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. And that does include entertainment news in the blur. We got some great items coming your way in the blur, including a celebrity talking out, what's going on in country music. We've got some good items coming your way. That'll be at 8:35 this morning, as well as all your news, business, weather, traffic, and sports. It's coming your way in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. It's always good to check in and see what Florida man is doing. Here's the latest. A 39-year-old man from Florida arrested. He was trespassing on a construction site. And with the details, here is the sheriff, Grady Judd, to talk about it.
This is Matthew Zaccarino. He's 39. He's from Altamont Springs. And he's on this construction site in a vehicle by himself. And as our deputies approach him to see what's he doing on this construction site, we see this dude wearing a red lace bra with prosthetic silicone breastises. He's wearing a G-string. But you don't realize how dangerous these situations are, because under a prosthesis, we found a gun. So he was armed trespassing.
Florida man.
So have you watched, it's a Netflix series called Florida Man.
I've not. Watched,
it is, I mean, some of these stories are just outrageous. You should watch an episode or two. It's these kinds of stories, and they're just crazy.
Well, and that sheriff had quite an accent, but I couldn't tell if he was being serious or not. It almost sounded like he referred to the man as, this is Matthew, and I was like, yeah, that fits.
Yes.
Yes.
That pun might have been intended.
It very much could have been, or it just could have been his silly accent.
Or it just could have been his accent, yeah. Well.